The Word of God for Saturday of the 17th week of Ordinary Time. The Gospel is Matthew 14, 1 to 12. Herod the Tetrarch heard of the reputation of Jesus and said to his servants, "This man is John the Baptist. He has been raised from the dead. That is why powers are at work in him." Now Herod had arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. For John had said to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." Although he wanted to kill him, he feared the people, for they regarded him as a prophet. But at a birthday celebration for Herod, the daughter of Herodias performed a dance before the guests and delighted Herod so much that he swore to give her whatever she might ask for. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests who were present, he ordered that it be given, and he had John beheaded in prison. His head was brought on a platter and given to the girl, who took it to her mother. His disciples came and took away the corpse and buried him, and they went and told Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. We might be tempted to think that this gospel doesn't apply to me because adultery is not my problem. But there's a lot more going on here that does apply to everyone. You see, the root problem of Herod was that he was so oppressed that he had no control of the flesh. He lived a life of debauchery. He lived a life of lack of values and self-control. And all of us are tempted, and all of us have weaknesses that we have to face. And so one of the things he did is, though he was already married, he discarded his own wife and married Herodias, who was the wife of his stepbrother, Philip. Now, he was getting into trouble because Philip was also a tetrarch, a kind of king, and had a lot of power, too. And the father of his wife that he rejected was also a prominent man. So he didn't want to kill John the Baptist because he didn't want to have people rebel against him. And in this situation is that his birthday comes along. And you know what happens in those kind of birthdays? A lot of drinking. And so his judgment is deeply impaired. And he is making a bravado about his power and about his abilities to do favors. And after the daughter of Herodias, whose name is Salome, performs a dance, and probably she was not a kind of like a ballerina at all. It was a sensuous kind of display, most likely. And so the people were delighted, and so was the king, and he offers even half his kingdom. This was the opportunity that Herodias was looking for. And influencing her daughter, he had John the Baptist decapitated. And now the king did not want to do that. But he was kind of caught, and he simply did not have the courage to do the right thing because he had made all that bravado, and he didn't want to appear weak, or that he was going to take it back. And so murdering for him seemed to be the easiest way out, and that's what he did. A lot of times, great evils are committed because we, little by little, get into a web of disorder, into sin, and then we see even more sin as the solution for the problems that earlier sins brought us into. That happens often, for example, with abortion, with stealing, even all kinds of killing. And we have to see what is the root here. How are we getting into this web that is going out of control? And so the disciples of John come and bury the corpse, and they tell Jesus. So think about the sorrow of Jesus at this point. He had come to set the captives free, and yet his own beloved cousin, who loved him so much, died in a dungeon, decapitated. The mysteries of God. But in this way, John achieved the greatest glory, and he became fully the precursor of Jesus, even unto his death. From our perspective now, we see what blessedness to crown his life in this way. Do we have the courage of John the Baptist to speak the truth? Now we have to learn how to do it with love. We see in other passages the Pharisees condemning, judging in a way that is displeasing to God. But there are ways and moments that we do have to speak to avert greater evil. Now, the first reading is from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 26. And Jeremiah himself, like John the Baptist, is opposed greatly because he is a powerful prophet. And he prophesied against the city, that's Jerusalem. What does that mean? Well, he said that Jerusalem, if the people did not convert, was going to end up like Shiloh. Well, Shiloh was the earlier center of cult for the Jews before David conquered Jerusalem. And that's where the ark dwelt, in the tent. And so it was a holy city. But the people became so sinful away from God that in a war, the enemy completely destroyed the city. And now Jeremiah is saying, watch out, otherwise it's going to happen the same. Don't go around thinking because we have the temple, because we dwell in the house of the Lord, that everything's fine if you keep on offending the Lord. God is not just a shield so that I can continue to sin unabated. And the people did not like this kind of reproach, so they were ready to kill him. But he warned them if they kill him, that the blood will be upon them. And they got fear of the Lord and they did not put him to death. Let's pray for that first step of fear of the Lord for our nations, for our families, for ourselves. This seriousness about the consequences of abandoning the ways of the Lord. May God bless you, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.